Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
I guess a compilation of songs for Joe, like Hey Joe and otherwise. I heard that, and I have to tell you that I got a little bit envious because I don't know of one song that features the name Barack, you know, the correct spelling and the correct pronunciation like mine. Really, I just don't hear that often, at least. If you know of such a song, please do tell me at 855-REAL-JOE. But, of course, you can have talked to me about other things as well. We were talking about how Biden is really going to be facing this major iceberg in November. Perhaps he sees it as a tiny little ice cube to worry about, to navigate around, not realizing, of course, that the iceberg is absolutely humongous below what appears for him. We said before the break that, you know, his only strategy at this point is simply to ignore the facts. But he's always been doing that, right? I mean, we literally have heard how the jobless claims have not been so great. The economy is tanking. Inflation is on the rise beyond belief. And he simply says, you know, it's just not happening. It's over and over again he's saying this. So he ignores what's happening in the southern border. He doesn't mention it whatsoever. Right? I mean, really, the last time you've heard him say, we are going to deal with the southern border, I understand this is a problem. He doesn't say that. Right? I mean, the last thing you heard about the border was that he was going to appoint Kamala Harris as the border czar. There you go. Okay? Of course, nothing happened. I guess the border czar got her mission agenda confused and thought that she was to do whatever it took to get as many people across the border illegally, not to prevent them from coming. So, you know, it's just a confused signals, you know, opposite signals. Interesting how she had COVID for a while, and, you know, I'm not wishing her ill, literally. I'm not wishing her to die or anything else like that. I wouldn't wish that upon anybody. But I will take note that during the period that she was gone, it seemed like there was less disaster in America. How about that? Okay, it's a little bit like Homer Simpson in The Simpsons when he, you know, he goes on vacation for whatever, and the nuclear power plant notices there are far fewer accidents that occur with him gone than with him actually present. So anyway, it's kind of, I thought it was very funny. Janet Yellen from the Fed says that Biden's spending spree in the early 2021 did indeed feed inflation. This from the Department of You Don't Say. Really? We talked about his disapproval rate. It's beyond belief. It's in the basement, a place apparently with which he's quite familiar. It's about 33-34% approval rate. I mean, that's pathetic. He's got some really big problems. And, you know, I've talked to some of my lefty friends, and, you know, after Afghanistan, the debacle there, and they all said the same thing. Oh, you know, because back then it was, what, 2021, July? August of 2021, they said, you know what, by the time the November elections roll around, and certainly the 2024 re-election, people will forget about this altogether. And I said, no, they won't forget about it, because this is the first of many, many debacles. He will keep on going. He'll roll out debacle after debacle, And we can't help but remember Afghanistan and, of course, inflation and otherwise. So this is a big problem, and he's going to face a major issue. Then we've got Title 42. Title 42, he wants to get rid of that. That was the last gasp in preventing illegals from coming across the border, and he wants to get rid of it. Do you think this will play into favorable results for the Democrats in 2022 or not favorable? It's not that hard an issue. So why is he doing this? He's obviously doing it for a reason. All these things are collapsing the economy. All these things are creating misery for the common American. So why? He must know that, you know, it's so easy to close the border. All he has to do is do exactly what Trump had done, and then we'd be good. But he doesn't want to do that. He clearly wants thousands and thousands of people illegally crossing the border. And, you know, you can say it's because he wants more people that he thinks will vote Democrat. You're probably right about that. But he knows that Americans are noticing. He knows that Americans are noticing about the supply chain problems, inflation, the economy, generally speaking. He knows all these things. So why are they doing it? Likewise with the transgender crap, the CRT stuff. You know, he knows that people don't like it, and yet he keeps on pushing it, as if America really wants this stuff. And I'm not even talking about him, I suppose. I'm talking about his administration. I'm talking about the Democrat Party, generally speaking. Why would they do this when they know it's going to destroy their chances in November? This November, right? Because once November happens and Republicans take over the House and the Senate, hopefully the Senate, we're not so sure about that, but definitely in the House, once that happens, there will be total gridlock on any possible bill moving forward. And so he'll be a lame duck in every way. He'll just be lame. He's already lame as it is, but he won't be able to accomplish anything. There'll be no hope. If you think that Sinema and Manchin are problems right now, wait till you'll see what happens after November. Then you just have no hope of anybody going forward. And then likewise, with confirming a judicial nominee, if, God forbid, any of the present justices decide to retire or die, then what happens then? Right? I mean, he's not going to be able to get the appointees. He's shooting himself in the foot, you'd say. And you'd be right. So why is it? Oh, man, there's the music. I'll explain why this is the case when we get back from this break. But you're going to love this answer, because it so clarifies what's really going on in America, especially from the left. All right, 855-REAL-JOE. Call in with any of your comments. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right, folks. Barack Lurie sitting in for Joe Messina. And loving every minute of it. What a great audience you are, and it's just such an honor to help out Joe. And you'll be hearing from me from time to time in the future. I hope you like this show because you're going to get more of it. Damn it. if I were lefty, I'd say, you will hear Barack Lurie, whether you like it or not. Yes. Things are different now. Okay, so... I say that with a Russian accent because, frankly, they love communism. They do. That is their ideal. They always have that ideal. And this kind of goes back to the teaser that I gave before the break about why is it that the Biden administration, and for that matter, the Democrats, are pushing so hard for all these crazy things that they know are destructive to the country, destructive to the economy, and against the will of the American people. And then they'll be ever so surprised as to the slaughter that they're going to face in November. Here's my point. They know that they're going to get slaughtered in November. That's irrelevant to them. You need to understand this. They don't care about November. They know it. They've known it from the day that Joe Biden raised his right hand and was inaugurated. They knew it. They said, Joe, we're going to get everything we can done in your first 2 years. We're going to create facts on the ground, and you're going to get slaughtered in November 2022. That's what's going to happen. They knew it. And why would they do this, you ask? Because it's not about this or that congressman. They don't mind feeding them to the wolves and losing one election after the other. The minions in the Congress are not so important to them. What matters is a far greater goal, my friends. The goal of achieving socialism in America. They want to control America. They want to take over in every facet of your lives. So, for example, they want to overturn Roe v. Wade. They want to legislate Roe v. Wade so that it's the law of the land and there can be no restrictions whatsoever on abortion. And if they can get that done, along with the Build Back Better plan and all the other welfare programs and social structure things that they want to achieve, if they get that done as laws, then there will be facts on the ground that will be very hard for Republicans to overturn. That's the hope. That's their dream. So do it now. Right? They don't. The last thing they'll do is they'll say, well, you know what? Yeah, we really shouldn't codify Roe v. Wade because, you know, while a lot of people are noisy about it, the reality is they don't really want to codify it. They don't want this sort of conflict between the two different political parties in America. So let's not go there because it would be dangerous for our chances in November, said no Democrat on the Hill at this point. In 2022, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, those guys are all safe. They don't care about throwing their minions, their weak Democrats in purple states and, for that matter, purple districts, throwing them to the wolves. They can be sacrificed. No problem. Schumer and Pelosi and all those guys, Gavin Newsom and so forth, all of them can be rest assured that they will stay in power. No issues there whatsoever. AOC and so on, and the squad, the so-called squad. They'll be fine. And they will continue this ridiculous fight of theirs. Creating facts on the ground, like I said, that's all the mission is right now. Once you understand that, then everything falls into place. Now, I said before about Biden and the unpopularity and everything else. I mean, look at all the things that are happening. Afghanistan, you know, you could say that was a big mistake on his part. You know, he didn't know that it was going to be such a disaster, a cluster. Well, you know what? So they knew that would happen. They knew it. They should have known at the very least. That was disaster number 15 already. And then the crime, right? They know that the crime is skyrocketing, and they know that that's all because of Democrat policies, right? This no bail, the notion of not criminalizing any act that is a theft of less than $950, at least in California, and the patchwork of other similar things in other blue states where they just turn the other way when a crime is happening. Why would they do that? Why? Well, why would they actively tell the police, don't bother? When they know that this will lead to crime, and it does lead to crime, why would they do that? And the answer is very simple. Because they want that to happen. They want the destruction of the infrastructure of America. Because, and then you can ask, well, why do they, Mr. Lurie, why would you ask for the destruction of, why would they want that? That doesn't make any sense, Mr. Lurie. I'll tell you why. Because if it gets bad enough, then they'll get to the bully pulpit and they'll say, things are looking really bad here. Let us take care of everything for you. Let us go socialist. I promise you that you won't have to worry about your security anymore. You won't have to worry about your health issues anymore. You won't have to worry about anything whatsoever. You'll be good with us. Just do what we say. Live in the little cubicles that we give you in these big urban centers. Ride these bikes and not these cars. Take public transportation wherever possible. Don't travel. Don't have too many kids. And if you do that, well, by golly, you'll be very happy. Yeah. And not only that, you can have as much sex as you want. You can have as, you can booze it up. You can drug it up. You can do whatever you want. That's what they're gunning for. Don't believe me? What else explains this? Tell me. Bet you can't. All right, so there's other things that are happening. I mean, it's overwhelming. You have Russia, you know, of course, what's happening with the Ukraine. I'm bringing it up not to talk about how bad Russia is. Russia is bad. I think that they're acting monstrously. But the reason why they're acting monstrously in the first place is because Biden basically signaled that he wouldn't do anything to stop them other than give a little bit of weaponry and stuff like that. And even then, we know that doesn't work. Okay, so Russia happened. The Ukrainian war happened on his watch because he let it happen on his watch. That the blame of that lies with him. And he was hoping for a quick result, that somehow Russia would turn tail and say, whoops, that was a mistake. And then Biden could claim, you know, and we pushed back the great monster called Russia and protected our good friend Ukraine. But that's not the way it happened, right? So many other things happening as well. Raising taxes, wanting to spend more for social programs that Americans actually don't want. And then the economy, of course, collapsing. We're looking at a recession. The stock market fell more than 1,000 points today alone because of the rise in interest rates and the lack of confidence in the economy. Well, we'll talk about this and next other things, including Hunter Biden, when we get back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked attack on Ukraine continues and the United States continues to send weapons to Ukraine, reporters at a briefing with Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby are wondering if there will be a strain on U.S. stockpiles as it looks ahead to protecting Taiwan from a possible Chinese invasion. Secretary Kirby says the short answer to that is no.
That support, which we continue to provide, does not affect in any way our obligations under the Taiwan Relations Act or the other ways in which we're supporting Taiwan.
The United States is reporting signs of activity near a North Korean nuclear test site. However, it's unknown if North Korea just placed nuclear material in one of the tunnels there. If Kim Jong-un's government conducts the test, it would be North Korea's seventh underground nuclear test. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
You know, I did a podcast called Zombies, and was very well received. And I basically said that the left were zombies, and I did exactly that. I didn't even realize that Bob Hope skit was. I didn't riff off of that because I think great minds think alike. Maybe okay, there you go. So I'm a great mind like Bob Hope was in that movie. Anyway, I just love all these good things, and I'm just learning so much from Joe and. Such a pleasure to be on the show. When during the break, a friend of mine emailed me, listened to the show, and said, "You know, don't forget about the April jobs report, which was pretty bad as well." So, and now they're increasing the interest rates in order to stifle the economy because they're afraid that it's just heating up too much. Very bizarre reasoning, right? So, you also have supply chain issues. And this is the fascinating thing. Do you remember the good old days when they said the supply chain was on account of COVID, right? They couldn't get things done and shipped out and delivered and all that stuff because everyone was at home and they just couldn't get out to transport the goods and all the goodies from the ports. Well, okay, but now it's done. Right, I mean, basically, the COVID restrictions have lifted, and when you think about that, if it's actually lifted, well, then why are we still having a supply chain problem? Why aren't the goodies being lifted from the port? You ask. I'll tell you, because it has nothing to do with COVID. It never did. The reason why is because of all the regulations. Particularly in California, that require that only green vehicles, meaning new vehicles with certain restrictions on them that don't have carbon emissions as much as other older vehicles, that only they can transport the goodies from the ships to the dock. That's why. That's the essential reason why. Okay, you can also say that there's some issues, you know, transporting back and forth, and there's a China, the chips and everything else. Yes, that's a factor, but that's only for vehicles. For everything else, the reason why is because of what I just told you. That's why. And they don't care about it. They don't care to undo those massively destructive regulations because they've got a much bigger, more noble agenda on the horizon for us all. And that's this beautiful thing called socialism. I know you've heard bad things about it, folks, but trust us. You're going to just love it. And like I said, all the sex, all the booze, all the drugs that you could possibly want We'll take care of everything for you. Just don't get uppity with us. Don't tell us how you want to live. Don't tell us you want freedom. Because you know that freedom thing? Doesn't work too well with our notions of socialism, our vision of this glorious future. But we know better because we're the government. Just trust us. They really think this way, my friends. So all these things are factoring in against Joe Biden for November. And for that matter, he's dragging along all the Democrats because of his policies, right? The CRT crap, the transgender education, teaching this to kids. It's awful. It's all wrong. It's madness. This ban and demand attitude that the Democrats have, and the country is simply sick of it. And then on top of all that, we now realize that Hunter Biden was in fact peddling influence using his dad's position as vice president and presumably now as president to bilk the country out of millions and I don't know if it's close to $1 billion, whatever, millions of dollars at the very least. We know it. He's capitalized on all sorts of relationships. He peddled influence when it came to China, came to Ukraine, came to Russia for that matter. We know it. It's all there. It's all documented. And how do we know it, you ask? Well, we know it from his own laptop. We didn't even have to do that much work. Hunter Biden's laptop told us everything we needed to know. Poor Hunter. Poor Hunter Biden. You know, why couldn't, you know, he had a good life. He was, you know, womanizing right and left, drugging it up everywhere, cocaine. It was the good life. I mean, it's the life that socialism promises him, but yet somehow it just doesn't look good. Maybe it's just bad timing on the part of Hunter Biden. Yeah, that's it. Bad timing. Why couldn't you have left that stupid laptop at the repair shop after your dad left the presidency? How about that? But no, you have to do it before he even became president. Oops. Anyway, interesting story about this. This is from Newsmax. A computer repairman who exposed Hunter Biden's laptop files suit against all the entities that claimed that he was part of a Russian conspiracy. Here it is. After losing his business and enduring harassment for 18 months, the Delaware computer repairman who exposed the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop filed a multi-million dollar defamation lawsuit on Tuesday against CNN, The Daily Beast, Politico, and Democrat Representative Adam Schiff, saying they all falsely accused him of spreading Russian propaganda. Yeah, that's a good defamation lawsuit. I'm telling you, that is a fantastic defamation lawsuit. I am a lawyer. I have a lot of experience in the area of defamation, First Amendment, and that is a valid defamation lawsuit. It's hard to win defamation. What with the First Amendment, right? But if you can establish that they either knew what they were saying was false about you or recklessly disregarded the truth about, you know, what was true about you, then you've got a very solid defamation case. I think he's going to win. I'd love to see it, especially against Adam Schiff. I really don't like that guy. That guy has been caught lying so many times, particularly with the Russian collusion against Donald Trump, saying that he had mountains of evidence that he's seen against Donald Trump. When, of course, Robert Mueller didn't see that same evidence. And maybe he should have shown it to him. Really, just could have just emailed it to him, I suppose. But, you know, email these days is so slow. It depends on your internet connection. So Robert Mueller apparently didn't get that information. Just didn't. I wonder why. Adam Schiff had it. He said so. What's that you say? It could be that Adam Schiff was lying to us all? What are you talking about? I mean, he's a congressman of the United States of America. How could he lie? Yeah, okay, so he also lied about Ukraine. We know that. He lies about everything. And he lied about that this was disinformation, Russian disinformation, the Hunter Biden laptop. Anyway, after fighting to reveal the truth, all I want now, this is the repairman, is for the rest of the country to know that there was a collective and orchestrated effort by social and mainstream media, yeah, you don't say, to block a real story with real consequences for the nation, John Powell Mac Isaac, age 45, told the New York Post. This was collusion led by 51 former pillars in the intelligence community and backed by words and actions of a politically motivated DOJ and FBI, he said. I want this lawsuit to reveal that collusion and, more importantly, who gave the marching orders. Yeah, very fair. I think that's totally legit. Right? I'm telling you, this is all coming out. There's an expression that you may have heard. The wheels of justice grind ever so slow, yet ever so fine. I'm looking forward to that glorious day when everything really comes out. It is coming out. I mean, more than 50% of the country is seeing this. What they do is they simply turn off the viewing screen. They just tell you, don't look that way. This is, you know, they're afraid of ideas, like we talked about before, right? They also block ideas, like we told you before. It's literally like they put on blinders. Don't look to your right where you might see Newsmax, Fox, Wall Street Journal, Blaze, Ben Shapiro, Dennis Prager, Barack Lurie for that matter. You know, just don't look nor listen to anything on the right because they're all conspiracists. They're all nut jobs. They don't have the information. Never mind that they're right all the time. You know, we grant you that. They never have gotten it wrong. Everything that they say ends up happening or being revealed, right? I said that the COVID thing was madness. I knew that it would not kill, it would not save any lives whatsoever. I also said that this was something more akin to the flu, which also, yes, does kill people, but it does. It's not like the bubonic plague. It wasn't. And I said people are going to be lying about the numbers. Nothing made sense. I said that hydroxychloroquine and the zinc, and then, of course, ivermectin, were apparently very useful. When I got COVID, I took ivermectin. It was great. Fantastic. And they're telling me it didn't work. Nice. I love it when people tell you what's going on in your own head and what's going on in your own body. Anyway, so much more to talk about. Don't forget to call in 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE. Looking forward to hearing from you. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Yeah. The theme from Naked Gun. Do you know that I live all my life by the Naked Gun's teachings?
I do.
It's how I figured out that Joe Biden is in big trouble when it comes to the Hunter Biden laptop story. He doesn't know it, apparently, because, well, you know, he's got dementia. But everyone else should know it, and it's a big issue. Maybe they hope that Joe's dementia will be so much that, you know, you can't put somebody behind bars who doesn't realize that he's committed a crime, right? So that maybe that's what they're gunning for. Maybe that's why they've been delaying everything. Anyway, the evidence is really coming on board that Joe was clearly on board with and knew about what Hunter, his son, was doing with the Chinese, with the Ukrainians, and the Russians, for that matter. And he paid the legal bills for Hunter, some $800,000 for his legal bills, about these business dealings. So obviously, you don't just say, well, whatever, what do you need, son? Dad, I need $800,000. Okay, what is it about? You know what? Don't even tell me. I don't want to know. As if, right? Almost $1 million, and you're not going to ask your son what this was about. It strains, how shall we say, credulity. Yes, straining of credulity. Yes. Hunter keeps talking about how he's got these big tips. And how, not these big tips, rather, these cuts for the big guy. And, of course, we already established that the big guy means Joe Biden himself. And yet Joe says he knows nothing about it. It's gotten to the point that there is, however, one person who does believe him, and only one person. Yes, he's still there in jail. Yes, wrongfully is so, I might add. Now we learned that just in the past week that Joe Biden has $5.2 million in unexplained income over 2017 and 2019. Yeah, unexplained. You know, I can understand a couple of cents, a couple of nickels, a couple of dollars maybe. Yeah. When you've got $5.2 million in unexplained income, you've got a lot of explaining to do, Lucy, as they say. And that's not good. And Schwering, this business partner of Hunter, said, let's take the money from Dad's refund from the taxing authorities and pay me through that. So, and Schwering actually had access to Biden's accounts. So this is not going to go well for him. You know what? This is huge. I mean, let's face it. This is bigger, much bigger than Watergate. It's bigger than the Teapot Dome scandal. Yeah. Yeah, bigger than Ross and Rachel from Friends. Even that. Yes. COVID is rearing its ugly head as it always has, but it turns out we're getting more information. This is about the blocking of ideas, right? You would think that somehow COVID, that the vaccine has no impact whatsoever on your life, right? You see all these other prescription drugs where they have to disclose all the possible symptoms and side effects that you might get if you take this or that drug. But when it comes to the COVID vaccines, no problem. It's picture perfect. Nowhere do they say you might get, and they don't even say you might even get a headache. Or you might feel sluggish. You might feel tired. Nothing. They don't say anything like that. It's a perfect drug. Just take the freaking drug. And to say nothing of how it's not effective at all, right? And now we see, among many other adverse effects, that it can trigger acute hepatitis. This is from the New York Post. And then a new German study with around 40,000 participants has concluded that severe complications, that there are severe complications after receiving the COVID vaccine. That the study found that those suffering serious complications is 40 times higher than previously thought or recorded. Oops. Right? You have also this terrible problem. The FBI is recently warning of a possible cyber attacks on food plants in the United States following a mysterious rash of fires on these food plants. Why are they doing this? Why? Again, going back to the attempt to destroy the infrastructure of America. They want you to decide that, look, I guess this capitalism thing, I guess this American experiment thing, it just doesn't work. Let's go the socialist route. They know what they're doing. Right? That's exactly what's happening. Now, and not only that, but they also want this disinformation thing. We talked about this briefly. But don't worry, folks. The DHS Secretary Mayorkas says that the disinformation board will be absolutely neutral. Yes. And you know what? And you saw the video of this woman who is going to be heading up this disinformation program, singing like Mary Poppins. And isn't it so cute? Right? And you thought suppression of free speech couldn't be fun. Well, there you go, right there. And it's not just her, of course. It's not just the DHS that's proposing this. It's also liberal media outlets like CNN calling for social media regulation. Yes, right. I mean, CNN collapsing. Nobody wants to watch it. And just to make sure that you don't watch at all, they're going to call for social media regulation because that's a good thing somehow. I told you, I listened to CNN for 3 straight hours. I just wanted to understand what they are actually reporting and how they take on the news. Right? So think of me like an anthropologist or maybe like Jane Goodall studying with the gorillas, right? Trying to figure out the habits and customs of a certain people called the leftists. But you know what I found out? I found that CNN speaks about almost nothing other than the January 6th committee, the Ukraine situation. They speak nothing about the southern border, nothing about crime, nothing about inflation, nothing about the supply chain, certainly nothing about Hunter Biden, nothing about crime, nothing. It's as if it just doesn't exist. It's as if they took that ServPro commercial, right? As if it never happened, right? But at least ServPro deals with what's out there, right? These guys are not even dealing with it. They don't even need ServPro. They just say it's not happening. It's like a big flood in their house. And the husband turns to the wife and says, hey, you want to deal with that, honey? And the wife says, what flood? It's not happening. But honey, you're being surrounded by water as we speak. It's not happening. That's the way it is with this Biden administration. Bunch of weirdos. CNN is collapsing, like I said, and the demise of CNN Plus was lampooned by the former CNN employee, Kristi Noem, by a former CNN employee, also by Kristi Noem, Meghan McCain, and Joe Rogan, who said, do you want to watch The Mandalorian or Extra Brian Seltzer? Okay. It was beautiful. What a funny comment. So they had to close down. Apparently, there were fewer people watching CNN Plus than there are U-Haul trucks to get out of California. That's how bad it was, folks. Anyway, I want to talk to you about this one last story because it's fascinating. In Japan, a man marries a hologram of his robot wife. Yes. So he decides he's going to have a wife it's a hologram, and it's not even real. It's not even a plastic doll. It's a big thing, by the way, sex robots in Japan. But this guy is marrying a hologram, but there were technical glitches apparently in the hologram. So he says after 2 years into the relationship, he's having technical troubles. Right? It's so fascinating to me because this is so emblematic of how people lie to themselves. If you listen to my show on Sundays, you will hear that as a constant theme about how people want to lie to themselves. For whatever reason, they need to believe in the lie. It's very important to them to lie to themselves. But this is also emblematic of what's going on in the destruction of relationships. When you don't have God, when you're told that a man can be a woman, and all that matters is not necessarily having a family and having babies. No. All that matters is how you chase your sexual pleasures. And all that matters is, you know, whoever you want to bond with, whatever you want to bond with, well, then why wouldn't people turn to robots? And if you think it's a crazy theory, the fact is it's happening all over the world. Speak about putting out your blinders on, especially in Japan. Men are marrying, quote unquote, these robots, having relationships with these robots, taking them to restaurants. And you know, fashioning themselves to have a date with these robots. It's very weird. But are we surprised? When we've taken out the glory of a relationship, when we've taken out the sanctity of a relationship, when we take out God from relationships, why are we surprised? I mean, having a relationship with anybody is very challenging, let alone one that's supposed to be monogamous, let alone one which is supposed to last the entirety of your lives, let alone with two different entities, which could not be more different, apparently, a man and a woman. They're just wildly different people, and yet somehow we know that it's the right thing to do. But when you take out God from all of that, then why would you ever get married? Why would you ever have? Why would you go through the difficulties of having a child, for that matter? Why would you go through the pain of having a family and all the risks and worries associated with that? Why? And they're telling you at the same time that to have a family, to have children, well, you're just contributing to global warming, aren't you? Why would you do this? So you see all these narcissists who are simply having relationships from one, you know, orgasm to the next. And if they can't get a pretty woman, well, they'll get it from a robot. And that's what we're seeing. It's part of the collapse of our civilization. And it's coming to a theater near you. Folks, thanks so much for having me. It's such an honor to sub in for Joe Messina. I hope to do it again. In the meantime, God bless.